Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
The Gillette Riders returned to Lackey Stadium on Saturday afternoon, looking to respond to their two-game losing streak after losing their last game on Wednesday night to the Rapid City Hard Hats 16-0. The Riders had a doubleheader against the Billings Scarlets. To start Game 1, the Riders were down 2-1 heading to the bottom of the second when Corey Schilling drilled a two-run RBI single to give a 3-2 lead back to Gillette. And Riley Schilling got an RBI single right after to score his older brother to put the Riders up 4-2. The Riders would add another run in the bottom of the fourth, and the Scarlets would do the same an inning later in the top of the fifth, but Gillette would hold on for the win 5-3 to snap the two-game losing streak. However, Lady Luck would give the Scarlets the upper hand in Game 2 as Corey Schilling would register the only hit for the Riders, as Billings would respond with an 8-1 win in Game 2 to split the series with Gillette. Here is what Riders head assistant coach Sam Stearns had to say after the doubleheader, first discussing the Game 1 win.
You know, I thought the response from Wednesday was excellent from the Rapid City game and how we came back and responded to that adversity. We had some guys really had great days in that first game, especially against a caliber of team like the Billings Scarlets are.
And Sam, what do you think happened in Game 2 with the 8-1 loss?
You know, it's kind of the consistency factor that we want to try to strive for as a baseball team right now. And we get one excellent first game was just really an excellent way we wanted to approach it, way we wanted to handle it. And the second game wasn't up to that standard. So trying to get the boys to understand that standard is where we want to set it for. And more times than not, we want to be consistently at that standard. So it's a younger team still, and it's trying to get that out of that younger team on a consistent basis. But they did a great job. Still wasn't where we wanted them. But the game didn't get out of hand, which in that aspect from where it was Wednesday night. But really proud of how they competed and played in game number one and the job they did in that game.
Gillette will be back in action tomorrow night with another doubleheader at home against Spearfish post 164. The Riders have already played Spearfish 3 times this season, with Gillette leading the series 2-1. Game 1 will be at 5 o'clock and Game 2 at 7:30, and we will have all the action for you tomorrow on 93.3 The Legend. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.